Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to twist and turn our thoughts about events going on in the world as they are being discussed by prominent talk radio personnel. I happen to be a prominent talk radio person. My name is Doug Steffen, along with another prominent radio person named Victoria Keelan, who's associated with me on the DJV experience. Then there's prominent broadcaster Joe Crummy, who's just evil. And therefore, his evil thoughts appear in a podcast. For example, the latest one is called Orgy of Rage and Spite. Those damn Democrats, they do it to us every time.
This is great.
Figure this all out for you, and you can listen to his podcast on iTunes. And then there's R.Q. McFadden, who's here. Remember Indiana Wanted? Do you remember that song? Oh, is it? Who did that
Indiana
song?
Indiana Wants Me.
Yeah, right? Who was the singer, though? Was R.B. Greaves? Was it R.?
That's a good one.
I just got transported back to 1961.
No, I think it was 67, Richie. Actually.
Whatever.
Rich McFadden is on the air with us as we amaze everybody with our thoughts about the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. We'll go through the stories. We'll see if we can get beyond the headlines, because that's what good talk radio people do. As a matter of fact, the good talk radio people don't even need headlines. Take a story and work it around. Give people things to think about. Mostly, the good people ask you what you think, and or they will have a thought in their mind as to how the story, the event, may affect you and yours. For example, let's go to the number 10 item on the story list this week. What's going on in Major League Baseball. The day that's going to be set aside is in August, Victoria, where their baseball players will be able to wear whatever they want, orange shoes, pink hats, the whole deal, right?
Players' weekend, August 25th to the 27th.
That should be interesting.
So, well, you know, I think MLB is, they're trying to do a lot of updating to the game, and this is just part of it. And we have that thing a couple of weeks ago where they all wore pink and even had pink bats.
Well, they
think
do that all the time.
Breast Cancer Awareness Day or something. Yeah.
I think what would be a unique and kind of pleasant challenge for them all is to get a haircut and a shave.
That's just your Red Sox.
The Red Sox are grubby as hell.
You're right, Richie. They are. Why? What do the Senators look like? Are they clean cut?
I don't know about the Senators, but the Nationals. You've got Jason Worth.
Oh, boy.
Jason Worth looks like he just climbed out of the mountains, but everybody else is pretty respectable there. Yeah.
Well, the Mets look kind of sloppy.
No, you know the hairiest team? I think the hairiest team is the Boston Red Sox. I think that team needs a freaking haircut.
They just look like they need a shower. The whole team, it looks like the team shower.
Yeah.
That's why we're winning, because we're the Yankees. You know, God is on our side.
Are you talking about the Dodgers? Huh? Who are you talking about?
The Yankees.
I'm talking about the freaking Yankees.
Oh, well, you live in Los Angeles, you traitor.
I know, but you can take the boy out of New York, but you understand.
Right. All right. Fair weather followers of fashion. Next, that's number 10, going on in sports talk radio, baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9.
I can't wait for Doug to talk about this
one. I don't even know how you could talk about this story. But
well, I'm actually not an authority. Is Kara around in the studio there? Richie, go find Kara.
Yeah.
I should have had her stay because she is the expert. When it comes to The Bachelor,
she's roped me in. I'm into this now, too.
So in the meantime, we'll go to number 8 on the countdown, the primary in Virginia for our new governor. What happened to Terry, what's his face?
McAuliffe. He turned out. Virginia is the only state in the United States where you can't serve two consecutive terms, as far as I understand. Otherwise, he'd probably be right in this.
Oh, good riddance.
I didn't realize that. Oh, come on.
He was the first guy, by the way. I know we're going to be talking about the baseball shooting. I don't want to give it away here, but he was one of the first guys that came out and started talking about it. It was Terry
McAuliffe. Spoiler alert, Crummy just doesn't want to give it away, but the number one story this week is the shooting at the baseball
game. Hey, I'll do The Bachelor right now if you're ready.
All right. Can you find Kara, Richie, or we need to take a break? We'll take a break.
Yeah, you can do that. She's walking in the studio.
We can do that. All right, and then we'll go through some of the other items of interest here. I will tell you what I think is the most important story of the week. Doesn't happen to appear on the charts, but I'll tell you why it's important to you before we get done in this hour. Victoria Keelan Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, and coming up, Kara Shulman with a report on The Bachelor in Paradise, which is the number nine item this week in the story content, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio, 13 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1150 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1150.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
It's our opportunity at this point in every week for us to muse on the things that Talkers Magazine says are the biggies for the week. And so at number 9, The Bachelor in Paradise, we have to discuss this Kara Shulman, who is the online producer for the DJV and other Good Day exploits, the things that I involve myself in, sound good because she's at the controls, not Richie. Rich is at the controls now, but it'll be okay because it's only for this hour.
Kara's close by keeping a close eye on.
Right. Yeah. But why she's not in the control room, she's looking for back episodes of Bachelor in Paradise and try to figure out what's going on here and why this is so important. Here's Kara Shulman. Did I give everybody else credit? Richie, Joe, you're here. Yep, okay.
What is this Bachelor in Paradise?
I think, Victoria, you've also been watching The Bachelor this season, too,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay,
yes.
So you can back me up a little bit if I need some help.
Okay.
But, I can't believe that this made the list, but basically, everyone on Bachelor in Paradise is a cast-off of a previous season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So they're all already losers, and they're coming together to get drunk in Mexico every summer to meet other losers to try and find love. But I guess in the very first couple days of filming, they basically came up with a plot line for two of the main cast-offs that they were going to fall in love this season, and that was going to be one of the main storylines. Well, they heard that, and then they got drunk, and then they started trying to
getting
hook up.
Getting
naked in the pool. Things got a little raunchy.
Was this all being filmed?
This was all being filmed, and I think that's where the biggest problem is, because I think they've both of those people have hired lawyers now, and I think they both say that they don't remember anything. But the main issue is that one of the producers filed a suit against the franchise, and so I think what must have happened is that she saw the whole thing going down. Maybe she tried to stop it. I don't know, but the camera crews kept filming the whole thing, and then after it was over, they just basically picked up Corinne, who's the main girl, took her back up to her room, and then they showed them video of it later. So I don't know. It's all a big mess. They kept
basically it's about consent. That's really what it's about.
See,
and so
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's she claims that she was not in a state to give consent, and he claims that she was all over him. So it's a he said, she said kind of thing.
Consent for what? Consent
for
to be
sex
filmed
in the pool.
Drunk or sex?
Sex in the pool.
Oh, so this is a rape. case now.
Well, that's the confusing thing to me is I haven't seen anything about her accusing him. I feel like because they were both drunk, she's not accusing him of something, but she's more, I think she's suing the production team for not doing anything to stop both of them from participating. I don't
know. Interesting thing is this guy, his name's DeMario Jackson, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's already been fired from his real life job. So this is, he lawyered up because he said this has affected his character and now it's affected his employment.
Wait a minute. So these two knuckleheads get on TV, know they sign a contract to be on a TV show. Agree to a storyline, go out and get drunk, get silly in the pool, and now they want to sue somebody else for their stupid behavior?
Yeah, and it's funny because he's blaming them for
America, land of opportunity.
He's saying that they assassinated his character, except he was just kicked off the last season of The Bachelorette because he was still dating someone when he went on the show.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend showed up and confronted the current Bachelorette and was like, hey, by the way, I am his girlfriend. And so, yeah, he's not a great guy. But I'm surprised it took so long for this to happen because the entire show is based on people going and getting drunk and hooking up. So it took three seasons for it to happen.
And why are you so fascinated with this show?
Have you not heard this story, Doug? This is amazing.
Look, we all need a way to relax during the summer and feel better about ourselves.
Yes.
This is how I do it.
Relax by getting on my tractor.
Two words for you. Tort reform.
Yeah, right.
How about three? Get a life. How's that sound?
Okay, I'm sure you guys have...
This is why our courts are cluttered up with legal cases.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Kara. You've done
a fine
job in service to our country and in service to the program.
What a contribution that was.
Next, is there any kind of scandal involving McAuliffe? I mean, what's the big deal about the Virginia primary?
No scandal. Corey Stewart was the Trump little minion that was trying to take down Ed Gillespie for the right to run for it, and he lost. But it was a lot closer than people expected.
Really?
They figured that the mainstream kind of, you know, center-right guy would walk away with it, and Trump's little guy, Corey Stewart, came really close.
Trump's got a little guy, huh?
1%. He's right. This guy, Corey Stewart, is like a county executive for one of the counties right here next to Fairfax County in Arlington, where I am right now. And he's been really strict on immigration. Got a lot of national attention. Done some good things.
Yeah.
But he's kind of outrageous. Mm-hmm. And a big Trump supporter. And actually, he was the guy that was fired from Trump's campaign for pushing that reporter.
Okay. Now I remember where I heard the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Number seven, Dennis Rodman has brought a signed copy of The Art of the Deal to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, God.
That's cool. I love that.
That is awesome.
That is very cool. He hasn't taken it yet.
One of the things, the North Korea situation is number seven, but more importantly, the fate or state of Mr. Warmbier, who Otto Warmbier is his name, 21, 22 years old, college student, went to North Korea for God knows what reason, takes a poster off the wall in his hotel room, gets convicted of fifth of conspiracy to overthrow the government or some other damn thing. 15 years of hard labor, gets beat up by one of the guards and does his brain in. He's in a coma. He's done. That's basically the summation.
Did you see this, Doug? The travel agency that this guy used to get there, and I'm quoting, says budget travel destinations your mother would have you stay away from.
Yeah, great. Well, his mother should have talked to him before he went because his life is over. But anyway, Kim Jong-un's got a new signed copy of The Art of the Deal from Dennis Rodman. Through Donald Trump. What an idea that was. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Reframe event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through June 18th at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Gelled Wend doors. Plus save up to 15% on select in-stock Pella windows. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk in-store for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All you need to know, all you need, all you can consume, all you can eat, if you will, at the Table of Info. This is a review of the Talkers Magazine charts for this past week, June 12th to the 16th. Can you believe we're halfway through, Richie? The month of June already, 2017.
Wow. Halfway through the year.
We will be halfway through your life. Summer. It'll be Christmas in June in a couple of weeks, so we're all set, ready to go. Moving forward on our overview of what's going on, describing the stories is Victoria Keelan, her thoughts on them. And then there's the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here, audio podcast on iTunes. He has a couple of them that address some of the big things this week. We'll get to those items after we go through some of those that are lesser. Like, we got to number six, which is Rodman in North Korea. So number five is Megyn Kelly. And I find this an interesting overview because I find Alex Jones to be interesting, a talk radio personality who believes basically the world is one big conspiracy. And so he said that what happened in Connecticut at, was it Sandy Hook? Isn't that the town in Connecticut where those kids were all killed in school? Says that was a put-up job by the Democrats to get more gun control legislation passed. And that went over about as much, you know, like a lead balloon as you can imagine. So Megyn Kelly's got him on her Sunday show. Here we are promoting her show on NBC. She's gotten criticism. NBC's gotten criticism to have him on. She says the story needs to be told. And so on it goes.
Which story is she trying to tell? The one that
her own story about how great she is, and now I'm at NBC, so I have credibility.
Right.
You know what he was doing? He was comparing her to a woman in college that is being so obsequious because she wants to get you to pay for a lap dance. I mean, he's really into taking her down now, and he has the tape of the entire interview of her telling him, oh, you're so great, and you're wonderful, and I want everybody to know how cool you are. And he's going to use that.
Well, he says that
I don't know if anybody cares, but he's going to use it.
Yeah, right. But he says that she lied to him, said he wasn't going to talk about Sandy Hook at all.
And he's calling her the mouth of Satan now, too, speaking of evil thoughts. So it's on. There's a big war here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is this as good as The Bachelor in Paradise or not?
Nothing is as good as that.
No, it's not close.
I've been on the receiving end of being at war with that guy.
What, Alex Jones?
Oh, my God.
When? I didn't know that.
When Michael Reagan had
on the network.
This guy, I can't remember the guy's name, a reporter, sent DVDs to the Marines in Iraq, basically saying that it was a government conspiracy. 9/11 was a government conspiracy, and everything you're doing there is just a farce.
So this is what Alex Jones said and Michael Reagan said?
A friend of Alex Jones. So Michael Reagan said, take this guy out. I'll buy the bullet.
Huh.
Whoa.
And Alex Jones sicked his whole listenership on Michael Reagan, who was our evening host at the time. We could not answer the phone for 6 months.
That's so wrong.
We had every nutcake in the United States calling our phone.
The guy, from the business point of view, because I'm an entrepreneur doing radio programs, I understand the inside of the business probably better than most. This guy's making a lot of money.
He's got a niche and he knows
making
how to work
it. Making a lot
it.
Of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
He's making a lot of money.
Welcome to America.
Land of opportunity.
Yes, exactly right. This is very inside sounding, though.
Well, I'm sorry to make an inside sounding. I'm just telling you, I don't know that he's this would give him a reason to take a shot at me, I suppose.
He found an opportunity for a very small but powerful audience, he has seized it, and he is doing very well with it.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. His podcast, by the way, may not be as popular as Evil Thoughts, but it's getting there. I think he has like 200 million downloads a minute or something.
Tell Alex to keep working on it.
All right, we'll have him keep working at it. 28 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zysol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zysol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zysol. Use as directed.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says, hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. And as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zysol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zysol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep. Sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zysol. Use as directed.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, as the overview of what's going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio is officially in your ear and on the radio and elsewhere as well. We have, we have beauty personified in the form of Victoria Keelan, who is here discussing some of the issues.
No.
Strength and honor personified in the form of Rich McFadden, who's here to discuss the issues. And then we have evil personified by Joe Crummy, who has an audio podcast that's just plain evil. Evil thoughts on iTunes. He's got his thoughts, and he steals a few thoughts from other people that he hears, because nobody will catch him at it. He's not a plagiarist. He's a perfectionist. Maybe that's the best way of describing him. So I would suggest that if you want to be entertained and informed, depending on which side of the street you're on, you may... It really does depend on which side of the street you're on. Evil Thoughts by Joe Crummy. All right, so let's see... Victoria, we've gotten to number four as we review the stories. There's also a list. If you go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, you can get a list every week of the stories. And our revamped Doug Steffen Network's websites will have them as well as soon as we get that straightened out in the next week or so. So we'll go to number four, which is the controversy over Julius Caesar, the play that basically depicts, or it doesn't leave much to the imagination, as I understand it, as to how Donald Trump is, how he fares in this presentation. So there are some people who have decided to withdraw their support for this, others who said they're sticking with it. Who are the most notable in either of those two categories? Do you remember? So are we all, is everybody off the air?
No, I'm just...
I'm not up to speed on this one,
so...
Wait a minute. So what happened to Victoria? Did you go out for lunch? Where is all of this, Richie? We don't have Victoria, we don't have Joe. Yeah. All right, how about we do this? I'm going to do a swell commercial, and then we'll see if we can put all of the pieces together, because Humpty Dumpty, I must have made a mistake by saying all those wonderful things about everybody, because the technology world that we live in. Let's get away from technology. Let's talk about pure performance that is driven by nothing but honorable truth. Boosting your circulation, boosting your energy, boosting your stamina, and keeping yourself healthy. Good blood flow. The right blood pressure. We all know as you get older, things develop. The circulation is somehow or other corrupted because you get stuff in your arteries. Well, if you introduce nitric oxide into your body, it'll open up your arteries and get the blood every place it needs to go. And the best way to do that, the all-natural way to do that, is with beets. And the best vehicle using beets is Super Beets. Makes sense. The name makes a whole lot of sense. Super Beets are grown non-GMO beets that are then cooked, and then there's a special process. They are gently dried and powdered so that you get 90 beets in every canister of Super Beets. So every scoop you use every day has about 3 beets in it. And the perfection that comes about for your body because of the healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation, the boost of energy, the stamina, all the people that are taking this, Olympic athletes, now saying they have a performance edge because nitric oxide is basically the same as L-arginine. L-arginine is something that, again, opens up into, it's an amino acid in your body used for a number of functions. It helps make proteins, hormones, neurotransmitters, that sort of thing. It's quickly snatched up and broken down in your intestinal tract and your liver before it can reach the parts of your body where it'll do the most good. So in order to make all of this work, you've got the ability to tap into the best that's you by using Super Beets. Now, if you haven't gotten into the Super Beet routine yet, you're going to get a bonus 30-day supply free when you call 800-655-4183. Don't need a doctor for this. This is all natural. It's food. It's food that's concentrated so that the nitric oxide opens up the arteries, gets the blood to your brains, to your muscles, to every part of your body. So call 800-655-4183 for your first supply of Super Beets. 800-655-4183. 30-day supply free. You'll get a free shipping circumstance. Mention Doug Steffen and guarantees to like it or your money back. You can order it online at DougLikesBeets.com if you want. That's DougLikesBeets.com. A little more time and a little more explanation, so it'll help you out maybe if you start there. DougLikesBeets.com or get Super Beets at 800-655-4183. During the course of the countdown, it becomes obvious to me that we get off track and don't actually get to all of the stories by way of conversation. So here we have, I'm going to go through the list just so you have the official list from Talkers Magazine of the stories this week. The top 10, number 10, sports talk radio, sports action, mostly baseball. Number 9, that outrageous scandal from Bachelor in Paradise on TV. Number 8, the Virginia governor primary going on. The Warmbier North Korean case, number 7. Rodman being in North Korea, number 6. Megyn Kelly and NBC, number 5. The Julius Caesar controversy, number 4. Attorney General Sessions testifying before the Senate. The Russia investigation, number 2. And the baseball shooting, the number who were shot in that whole circumstance. That became the number one story this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Lots of schools have adopted rules against wearing low pants, and some businesses have barred admittance to young people wearing their pants too low. Some say it's old-fashioned to care about proper attire and public decorum, though I think what the lowriders mostly reveal is their bad taste. But are they criminals? In Orlando, Florida, they might be. The city council there has adopted an ordinance making it a crime to wear pants 2 inches below the natural waist. Guilty perpetrators can be fined $500 or go to jail for 6 months. I bet if that city council looked through the lens of liberty, it might expose many problems more important than how high people wear their pants. Where does this end? Can government make us all wear only the clothes they approve?
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
The list, the official list of people and the discussions focused on them and around them. Sometimes I don't get to stick to these things in order. Sometimes we don't get to all of them. So let me at least give you for your records, because you want to write these down and give a quiz to somebody in your family. Let's wipe our way through these. Number 10, Otto Warmbier. Number 9, Dennis Rodman. Number 8, Megyn Kelly. Number 7, Bad Vlad. James Comey is number 6. Kamala Harris, number 5. Jeff Sessions, number 4. The fellow who did the shoot-up, James Hodgkinson, number 3. Robert Mueller's number 2. Donald Trump, back in the number 1 spot. This week, where he will remain, I'm sure, for as long as he remains in office. That's the overview of the people on the chart for the week of June 12th to the 16th, 2017.
All right, let's see if we made this all work now. Technically, 42 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, with a focus on this Julius Caesar controversy, which, according to Talkers Magazine, is the number 4 most discussed story this week. Who's in, who's out, who stays in support, who doesn't? What actually does this portray that's so objectionable, Victoria?
A good question. I don't know the answer to that. So, Joe, if you know, I mean, similar to Trump. They kind of tied them together.
Well, I mean, it is an adaptation of Shakespeare's famous play, Julius Caesar, where Caesar goes to work one day. His wife has one of these dreams. So don't go because you're going to get stabbed. He goes and then they stab him. But what they do in this one is they dress the guy like Trump. And so every night in Central Park, they're stabbing Trump to death.
Huh. Sweet.
But they've also the thing is, though, they also did this with a black guy who looked like Obama, too. So they've done it. It's not just
really. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not just the Trump thing. This is, you know, they've done
end?
It before.
What is this for?
Where's the Secret Service on this? Does the Secret Service get to go? Well, it's just art. Yeah. Or is this something that somebody should look at? I mean, whether it's Obama or Trump or whoever. I mean,
because of who's doing this, they have a lot of public support from big companies. And what I remember seeing, Delta says we're out. American Express says we're staying in. So are there other companies that are part of this? And the usual happens when, and it ought to, you know, be consistent anyway. We have people protesting when they don't like what they hear on the radio or they don't like what they see on TV, so they call the advertisers and say, I want you to get off of this show or that show, and I'm going to protest in front of your board of directors, and they don't like controversy, so they pull.
Well, a lot of people are pointing out that Delta was a sponsor when the Caesar being killed was the Obama lookalike, and that Delta had no problem with that, but they have a problem with the Trump lookalike being killed every night. Yeah.
That's
so
because
a lot of
Louisiana-based company that's full of racists, so, right?
Well,
wow.
This is why a lot of people are on, you know, on social media, whether they're celebrities or just regular
people. All of our stations in Louisiana, we really do love you.
No, I think that's.
But
the
a lot of people are boycotting Delta because of that.
A lot of people, Richie, you know as well as I do. Come on, don't be naive or giving me the old one too. People in the South are thought of as being racist?
At Boston, that's a really inclusive town, isn't it?
Yeah. Boston.
No, Doug says openly.
Racist community in the country. There's no more racist community than Boston. Right. Anywhere. So, all right. So, basically, we got the story behind the story. Thank you. Jeff Sessions and the testimony there is a non-starter as far as I'm concerned. So what? It's just more of the same.
You know what I liked about it is that they were saying he's not answering the questions. What is he hiding? And I just think that's so disingenuous. Same thing with Trump, you know.
No, he's not giving them the answers they want.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, it may be that he's hiding something. But the other thing is, every time you say anything, they're going to use it against you. And that goes double for Trump. So every time somebody says, oh, you're hiding, not quite. It's just like, look, you know, and if I open my mouth, you're going to use, you know, look what they did with Russia. They didn't even have any connection. Or they did 6 months on that. So when they say that, I don't buy it. Like, what are you hiding? It's a little more complicated than that.
All right, so your podcast, it's not Trump and Vlad, which was earlier this week. You can get it on iTunes at Evil Thoughts. It's not evilthoughts.com. It's joecrummy.com, right?
Right. Well, that's my website. But if you just go to and look for the podcast, okay. Evil Thoughts, that's and subscribe to it. It's free.
Right. Free.
Yeah, baby.
Next. This is another non-starter as far as I'm concerned. Other than knowing that Russia apparently hacked into 36 states during the election, or was it 39 last November, they figured out what to do once they get in, but they are...
they're all notably, set for the next election, aren't they?
Yeah. Right. they're all practiced up. So whether that's... Yeah, you, again, back to Vlad.
Doug, let me tell you my take on this, and you'll love this because you and I have always railed on this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Trump is now being investigated for obstruction of justice for a charge that they cannot prove.
No.
So remember back with Clinton, they couldn't nail him on actually the offense that they accused him of, but they nailed him on lying about. Yeah. The offense that they accused him of. The same thing's happening with Trump now. Yeah, they can't prove what they actually think he did, so now they'll prove that he colluded to cover up what he actually couldn't
famous for that. When they went after Roger Clemens because they couldn't get him for using drugs, but he lied to the congressional committee.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's a nonsense.
They can never prove what you did, but if they catch you lying about what they think you did, look out. You're going to jail.
And then you have all these felonious leaks in D.C. I mean, the real crime's going down, and they don't seem to be, you know, that's not a problem. You know, all the leaks in the world, that's just fine. But,
the good
you know, we're going
Washington
after the president.
All
you know,
the leaks,
because,
and it would sink. It wouldn't get out 3 feet in the Potomac, and it would sink as far as it would go. All right, we only have a minute left here. I want to get, because I'm looking at Crummy's podcast, Kill as Many Republicans as Possible Under the Circumstances, the Shoot 'Em Up. At the baseball game the other day, and the result of that, a story of this character who did the shooting, who got plugged. A lot of people are asking why there isn't more protection for these guys. Secret Service wasn't there. The local police were had a couple of... But then the other side of it is, why would you expect somebody's going to get shot up at a baseball practice session?
Right. Well, Scalise, who is a committee member and the third-ranking Republican in the country, he has a security detail. But if you're just a plain old regular congressman, you do not get a security detail.
No.
And thank God that those guys were there. They were the ones who took the shooter out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And how did he get his gun?
They were legal.
The gun was legal.
The two guns that he owned, he had a pistol and a rifle, and they were both legal and both in his name.
But didn't he have a history of? Yeah, he had an arrest history. Shouldn't they have confiscated those guns?
He had a foster daughter. They should have confiscated his guns here. He had a foster daughter who apparently was abused so bad she lit herself on fire and killed herself. Then they gave him another foster daughter. And he abused her.
Wonderful guy. Ugh. All right, here's the final item. It's not on the list. Amazon has been granted a patent that prevents in-store shoppers from online price checking. How do you like that? Wait till we get that in the works for next week, Victoria.
Okay.
There's a new patent that was granted that will prevent people from checking.
Why would Amazon want that?
I don't know.
I would think that if I was in a store, Amazon would want me to check their price to see if it was lower.
You would think, wouldn't you?
Hmm. Yeah.
Unless they can make a ton of money off of this selling at the Walmart. Dang.
All right. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour, our weekly overview of the hot hits in technology, news, and information. That is, these things are geared toward giving you information that will affect you. Most everybody's using some kind of technology, so we have a review here of the things that have been done this week that will affect you and your usage. Starting with Snapchat, here's Victoria Keelan with the update. Snapchat belongs to Facebook? Who owns Snapchat now?
No, Snapchat is its own thing.
Oh, is it?
Instagram is what you're thinking of. Instagram is, Instagram's owned by Facebook.
Right. All right. So what's happening here?
Well, in Australia, McDonald's started experimenting with ways to recruit new people for jobs. And so they decided to tap into the Snapchat market, which is, of course, heavily millennial, and the younger end of millennials as well. So now, after testing it in Australia, they're called Snaplications, where you literally take a 10-second Snapchat using the McDonald's filter, and then you just basically showcase your personality, and that way it sends you to the portal to apply for a job at McDonald's. It was very successful in Australia, and apparently that Australia is the number one employer of people under the age of 21 in Australia. And so they want to do this in the U.S. now, and this week they launched Snaplications for McDonald's as well in the U.S. So if kids are looking for summer jobs, this is a great way to get your application process started. And they said they're looking for positivity, bubbly personalities, and someone who would be good in a customer service role, which is sort of the opposite of how we've been hearing these jobs are going to automation. It turns out McDonald's really still wants to put an emphasis on actual face-to-face customer service. So these are still going live. So if you or someone you know is still looking for a job, especially for the summer, this is a great way to do it. Snaplications. It's a Snapchat McDonald's filter.
Got to have good wrist action so you can flip those burgers. Number four,
Time to get rid of those old VHS. This is bad news for me, man.
This is bad news for a lot of people this week. I think this story trended heavily all week, and it surprised a lot of people. It turns out those VHS tapes that you have of, you know, your kids' first steps or your grandkids from the 90s, those VHS tapes might actually be disintegrated by now, and no one has seen them in so long. You know, people don't really have VHS players anymore to pop the tapes in and see how they're doing, but most likely, if it's from the 90s or earlier, they're pretty much gone. If you do have VHS tapes that still work, now is the time to digitize them. Do not wait any longer. They're saying now that the life expectancy of most VHS tapes is 15 years. Mm. So a lot of them are probably gone, but there are a lot of really easy ways to do this now. Most drugstores will transfer your VHS tapes into DVD or Blu-ray form. So that's one easy way to do it. There's also a website called Legacy Republic, and they make DVDs for you. You just send in the VHS tapes, and they'll transfer everything. You can also do it yourself if you want. Some people are posting YouTube tutorial videos on how to do this as well. You just take your VHS player and convert it with an analog converter into your computer. That's a little more complicated. It's probably easier to just pay someone to do it. It's not even that expensive, but definitely do it if you have any VHS tapes with, you know, memories you want to preserve.
Number three.
This is crazy. Here's the big warning from the DJV show. Do not download an antivirus app without doing a lot of research first. This seems like a no-brainer, but people aren't doing it. You have to read the fine print. You have to read the reviews. Google things. Check out, you know, do some digging into this, because the problem is when this WannaCry ransomware attack happened a couple weeks ago, or it's actually a month ago now, which attacked the Windows operating system and left a lot of people vulnerable, the first thing people do is go out and start downloading antivirus apps. It seems like a great idea, except most of these apps are loaded with malware, and they're attacking your computer, and you think you're protecting yourself, and you're really not. There are some apps that are good and safe, but you have to do your research.
Yeah, it's like a good idea. The same league who thinks buying a cheap seat on United is a good idea needs to
right.
Examine a little bit better. Number
true.
Two, this is big news for IKEA folks.
This is true. If you're an IKEA shopper or an IKEA lover, starting next year, you'll be able to shop IKEA on Amazon. And if you're a Prime member, that means free shipping. And if you're a fan of IKEA, you know how expensive the shipping costs are. So this is a huge deal for IKEA. This is going to absolutely put them into the stratosphere, I think.
All right. And the number one item, Mr. Kalanick. All I can think of when I look at his name is Copernicus. has nothing to do with this guy.
No, this is, taking a ride. He's taking a ride in his own car home. The CEO of Uber, Travis Kalanick, is taking a leave of absence. Lots of PR nightmares. They're adding more women to the staff. Hopefully that will fix some of the problems that they've had.
All right. See you later, alligator. That's it. Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Over the last several years, have you been one of those people that have felt anxiety about things, but couldn't really put your finger on it? Couldn't really define why you're feeling anxious. Things are going pretty good in your life. Bills are paid. Kids are fed. Got a home. Has heat. But yet, you feel anxious. Anxiety comes from the government and not being able to control what they do to us. The solution? One, let it go. Just doesn't matter. I'm indifferent to what government does. They never call me and ask me for my opinion, and I'm not going to live my life waiting for it. I'm an individual. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.